During the ad breaks, you probably missed what we saw.
Yes.
We saw Jedward.
Yes, well, they were actually appeared twice. The ones that viewers didn't see was the one for the highest hair. And they went through so many clips of artists down the years, especially in the 80s, where the hair was piled high, like Kate from Norway in 87 and Adelaide from Portugal in 85. And then they said, but it was two Irish boys that win the award for best or highest hair in 2011, and it was Jedward. But the ones that you did see last night were the biggest show. Shoulder pads. Again, the 80s prevailed with shoulder pads, but again, come Jedward, double shoulder pads, they won the award for that.
Yeah, and why not? They deserve it, because this all has to do with a book of records at the Eurovision Song Contest to rival the Guinness Book of Records. Is it a physical hard copy book, Paul, or
not,
what is
not
it?
As far as we know. At the moment, it's just fictional.
Just fictional.
Okay,
but
yes.
It's fun.
It's fun, absolute fun. And there will be more tomorrow night, and there will be more facts and feats on Saturday night as well, so we won't give anything away. Just watch this space
anyway. Yeah. We know you love a little bit of Jedward, so here they are. What are you two doing here?
I can't believe we're seeing you.
Eurovision
asked
us to come over. I think we got a record for the highest hair.
And yesterday on the airplane, we met the Irish delegation. We're like, what's going on? Because normally
and we met Marty,
and Marty came up and gave her a big mouth.
The people from Eurovision contacted
us. Marty has the highest hair.
The people from Eurovision contacted us, and they were like, we want you over to do like something special for Eurovision. And they gave us the two awards, like for highest hair.
Yeah, they're doing a book of facts about the Eurovision
with
Song Contest.
18 centimeters, our hair was 18
centimeters. I never actually thought our shoulder pads were that high, but they've given us another award for our
hair. And think about it, we didn't even try having high shoulder pads. And the way, like,
I think now that there's a record book,
people are going to be going all out. Like,
but isn't that fantastic? You're in it twice.
Yeah.
And you're here. Well, you'd have to be in it twice. You're twins.
And then there's another. And we beat the two. We beat every country. Like, think about, like, all the years of Europe.
Well, hang on.
Ireland won two records.
Do you know what I'm just thinking? Where's Paul G? Paul G, please, could you step in here?
Hi, Paul.
You know Paul G, John and Edward.
How are you?
I'm just thinking John and Edward have two records in the Book of Records.
That's right,
for the highest hair and the highest shoulder pads.
And widest shoulder pads.
Widest shoulder pads. But are they the first set of twins to take part in the Eurovision?
No, absolutely not. No, you're not.
There were the first cool twins.
Oh, yeah, we were. We won't dispute that. With first twins with high hair to take part, okay? Right. But there have been other sets of twins. Going back to the 50s, Germany, Alice and Ellen Kessler.
Okay.
Then Sophie and Magalie for Luxembourg, 1980. And I loved their song. I'm old enough to remember that.
Okay.
Then there was yourselves.
You're like an expert on Eurovision.
I was happy. I've been living it.
He's old.
For many decades.
Not that old. You're like Yoda. He's like Yoda out of Star Wars. He knows you're wise. You know everything going on in Eurovision.
Yeah, well, nobody could dispute that now.
Well, that's great. But I haven't even thought about it.
But those two records are fantastic, aren't they?
They are. They've been pretty, pretty incredible, to say the least. Yeah. Yes.
I think we should add that to the Wikipedia page for Ireland.
Just before you go, how did everybody know you were going to be here? There was a queue of people at the airport waiting for you to come through.
Graham Norton was playing our brand new song in his radio show.
And then
I was DMing him privately on Twitter saying, Graham, we'll join you over at Eurovision.
And no one was meant to know. But then he said it live on radio.
And then we had like 50 fans at the airport.
Yeah, so but if we tweeted about it, there'd be loads. There'd
anyway,
more.
You got to go. They're calling you in. You're waiting for something else.
Thanks, Derek. This is our first interview.
It's great to see you. Okay. It feels great having you here because without you, it's amazing.
Bye,
Derek Mooney.
Bye.